There's so much to celebrate in the August edition of Living in Brisbane. Hear how we're keeping Brisbane moving as the Adelaide Street Tunnel gets ready to open, and we explore how to make better use of existing roads with the Brisbane Clearway Action Plan. Learn how sports and community clubs are staying safe with grants of up to $10,000 for security and safety measures. And don't forget, the Brisbane Festival is back with more than 100 events over 23 days. Start planning your festival now. There's all this and more in this month's edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. More than 170,000 Brisbane households are already using green bins to recycle garden waste, diverting over 43,000 tonnes from landfill every year. From August, we're making it even easier by providing a green waste bin to every eligible home. Whether you're mowing the lawn, trimming hedges, disposing of palm fronds, you'll have a dedicated bin to keep green waste out of landfill and turn it into compost instead. This rollout will also help households offset the rising cost of the Queensland Government's waste levy bin tax. It's another practical way we're easing the cost of living pressures, backing our suburbs and keeping Brisbane clean, sustainable and Australia's lifestyle capital.
We're helping local sports and community clubs improve security around their premises with a second round of the Lord Mayor's Safer Suburbs grants. In the last round, 69 clubs across Brisbane, including Kenmore District's Rugby Club, received grants of up to $10,000 to pay for new security and safety measures, such as security screens, locks, CCTV cameras, and alarm systems. The second round of grants offers funding to not-for-profit clubs leasing council facilities. To find out more, visit our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, and search Lord Mayor's Safer Suburbs Grants.
Our citywide rollout of green bins is underway. Make the most of our green waste collection service with our top five tips. Know your collection day. Green bins are collected fortnightly. Use the Brisbane Bin and Recycling app to check your collection schedule and set reminders so you never miss a pickup. Always place green waste directly into the bin. No plastic bags, even if they're labelled biodegradable or compostable. Cut larger branches or palm fronds so they fit easily in the bin and the lid can close fully. Garden waste can get heavy. Avoid overloading your bin or placing unacceptable materials such as soil, rocks, and stones to ensure it can be safely collected. Only put plant material in your green bin. No garden hoses, plastic pots, potting mix bags, or other non-organic items. Go to Council's website and search Green Waste Recycling Service for more information.
Brisbane's bus network will get a massive boost when the Adelaide Street Tunnel opens soon. The new tunnel will provide a dedicated link between the Inner Northern Busway and the South East Busway to keep more than 1,300 metro and bus services moving every day. Located under one of Brisbane's oldest and busiest inner city streets, the 225-metre tunnel is crucial to reducing congestion in the CBD and keeping Brisbane moving. We're currently putting the tunnel through its paces, testing and commissioning communication networks, ventilation and lighting. Construction on the tunnel started in 2021 using an innovative drilling and mining approach that allowed works to continue 24/7, as little as 3 metres under the surface of Adelaide Street. The Adelaide Street Tunnel is all part of our plan to keep Brisbane moving.
September is Platy Month, a special time to celebrate these unique creatures. Join Bush Kindy Sessions for a fun story about Pickles the Platypus, as well as nature-based play and craft for kids aged 3 to 5 years. Upcoming sessions will be held at Downfall Creek Bushland Centre on Tuesday the 2nd of September, Karawatha Forest Park and Discovery Centre on Wednesday the 3rd of September, and Boondall Wetlands Environment Centre on Thursday the 4th of September. You can also join a free platypus watch, walk and talk through platypus habitat at Wendon Way Park in Bridgeman Downs on Friday the 5th of September from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For bookings, visit our website and search Platy Month.
We're making it easier for you to get around sooner and safer as part of the Brisbane Clearway Action Plan. We're looking at how we can make better use of existing roads during busy periods to keep traffic moving at three key locations. Abbotsford Road between Inner City Bypass Off-Ramp and Bimble Street, Bowen Bridge Road, Lutwich Road between Gregory Terrace and Kedron Park Road, and Wynnum Road between Junction Road and Belmont Road. Our aim is to find ways to use road space more efficiently during peak travel times to help reduce delays and improve safety for all road users. For more information, visit our website and search Brisbane Clearway Action Plan.
The Lord Mayor's Australia Day Awards are open for nominations. Help us shine a light on the quiet achievers, everyday heroes, and community events that make Brisbane a better place to live, work, and relax. Visit Council's website and search Australia Day Awards to nominate.
We're dedicated to keeping Brisbane moving, which is why we're developing new methods for creating stronger roads. As part of our testing, we recently completed the 20th trial of combined crumbed rubber and bitumen at the 470-metre Swanwick Street in Zilmere. The process involves mixing shredded tyres with bitumen to recycle old tyres and create roads that last up to a decade longer. The crumbed rubber asphalt blend slows the aging of bitumen, which means fewer repairs for us, and road users can have a smooth and safe journey home.
Brisbane's new bus network is making it easier for you to get around sooner and safer. New routes, extended all-day services, improved service frequency in the suburbs, and turn-up-and-go Brisbane Metro services on the M1 and M2 routes are helping to keep Brisbane moving. To plan your journey, visit journeyplanner at jp.translink.com.au.
We're starting work on the Storybridge footpaths as part of a more than $18 million investment in the bridge this year. We've been maintaining and monitoring the condition of the footpaths and found the current concrete slabs will need replacing in the next 2 to 5 years. Out of an abundance of caution, we have closed the footpaths while we install new decking. We expect the new decking will be complete on at least one side of the Storybridge footpaths before the end of this year. In addition to the decking, a further $6.2 million is being invested in Storybridge works over the coming year towards the long-term concrete and steel rehabilitation, repairs to the gantry connection, and investigating improvements to the bridge's thematic lighting. Next year, we'll finalise the $5 million Storybridge restoration business case, jointly funded with the Australian Government, to plan for the bridge's progressive restoration over the next 15 to 20 years.
Brisbane Festival returns from the 5th to the 27th of September with a program packed full of theatre, music, dance and creative expression. Bursting to life on Saturday the 6th of September, don't miss the free, family-friendly fireworks extravaganza River Fire by Australian Retirement Trust. With more than 100 events over 23 days in theatres, gardens, galleries, parks, halls and community centres, there is something for everyone. Start planning your festival now by visiting brisbanefestival.com.au, where you can choose your own adventure, from family fun to date nights. Brisbane Festival is a proud initiative of Brisbane City Council and the Queensland Government.
Thanks to your generosity, the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust distributed more than $200,000 to 27 local Brisbane charities in the 2024-25 financial year through two ratepayer charitable support grant rounds. By donating your $15 early rates discount, you've helped support these grassroots organisations addressing food insecurity, homelessness, domestic violence, illness and disability. The Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust has been caring for the Brisbane community since the 1950s, providing support to Brisbane's frontline charities. Learn more about the Trust and the upcoming grant rounds at lmct.org.au and for a full list of charities supported by the Ratepayer Charitable Support Grant Rounds.
Households will receive new waste vouchers for dropping off general waste or uncontaminated green waste for free at any of our four resource recovery centres. If you have waste vouchers left from the last financial year, you can still use them before they expire on 31st of August 2025. Our resource recovery centres in Chandler, Fernie Grove, Nudgee and Willawong also accept hazardous waste such as paints, fluorescent lighting tubes, oils, fire extinguishers and batteries. Take advantage of our free household hazardous waste drop-off days throughout the year. The next one is on Saturday, 6th of September at Chandler.
Magpie swooping season typically runs from July to December, when birds protect their nests and young during breeding season. Stay safe during swooping season with these simple tips. Keep an eye out for signage about swooping birds in the area. Don't interfere with birds or nests. Avoid known nesting areas. Wear a hat or carry an umbrella. Wear sunglasses to protect your eyes. And if swooped, leave the area quickly, but don't run. And watch the bird while walking away. For more information, visit Council's website and search swooping birds.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.